Previously in Aphon Kiss by Alice Dale, Craig's mother, after only a 10-minute visit to her wounded son, had to return to Glasgow the same day, where she related her experiences to her husband, who found her news upsetting.
Although she had been allowed indefinite leave, Philippa decided she'd rather go back to school the next day. At assembly, after the usual prayers and announcements, the hall gradually emptied as pupils returned to their classrooms. As Philippa was nearing the exit, a voice behind her called,
Mrs. Stebbings.
She turned, knowing full well whose voice it was. Yes, Mr. Mackey?
I was wondering how your trip down south went. I'm amazed you're back so soon. I was sure you'd be gone a week at least.
I thought so too. But that wasn't possible.
Oh, why was that?
It would take too long to explain before we both have to start teaching. She sounded downhearted, but began moving again. David quickly caught up with her and, walking alongside, said,
If it's something you'd like to talk about, well, I'm a good listener.
Actually, there is something I'd quite like your opinion on. Nothing important, but I don't have any free periods today, and the staff room's far too public.
Well, how about after school? We could have a cup of tea in the corner cafe, if you like.
Well, that's a good idea. Better not leave together, though, in case any members of staff get the wrong idea. I'll see you there at 4:15. It'd be better if you could get there before I do.
No bother. See you there.
And they went their separate ways to their classrooms. There was an embarrassed smile from Philippa, followed by silence when she sat down opposite David Mackey, broken by him asking,
Tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
And a cake?
No, thanks. Stan likes an early tea. He gets cross if it's any later than 5:30, and a cake would put me off my food, such as it is these days. When Mr. Mackey returned with the two cups, they eased into conversation. First about her student teacher and how well she was doing, then about rationing and the difficulty of making meals interesting.
Enough about food. You were going to tell me why you're back so soon.
Now they were on to a subject easy for her to relate, and she was glad to have someone to tell about her trip without being criticised. Soon she was in full flow, telling the whole story of her Dover visit. But she was too embarrassed to tell him of her ruse to get on the train and the friendship she had made with Steve the soldier. He listened without interruption. Then, when she neared the end, she was close to tears, remembering vividly her son's tortured eyes and the tears escaping from the bandages. Something she had avoided telling her husband, but which she found she could tell David quite easily. Perhaps Stan was right, and I shouldn't have gone at all. My daughter Irene supported me, but Stan didn't see the point if I couldn't do anything to help. Did I waste school time as well as money, Mr. Mackey? David stretched across the table and placed his hand on top of hers.
Please, call me David. I'm sure you did the right thing, Philippa. Okay, it was hard for you, but it would have been a lot harder not knowing what was happening. At least, you now know he's in good hands. And that nurse sounds very caring. I mean, if you hadn't met her, you'd have had no way of contacting Craig. But she has made that possible. I think your trip had a wonderful result, and the sooner you start the correspondence, the better. So, just remember the positive side of your visit.
He ended with a gentle tap before withdrawing his hand. Tight-lipped, she smiled at him. You're absolutely right. I'll write to him tonight, a nice cheery letter. Now, I'd better run or tea will be late and I'll be in trouble. Thanks for the cuppa, David. After that, their meetings gradually became regular after school. She enjoyed that little bit of relaxation at the end of a tiring day, and David was so easy to talk to because they could discuss school matters as well as her letters to Craig and Nurse Walter's replies. Hearing too much about their son seemed to upset Stan, which gave her another good reason for her meetings with David. Remembering Stan was on duty for the ARP tonight, having completed his training, she walked home quickly, thinking how changed Stan was. Now he was serving his country in a worthwhile way. And he's nice and safe, she thought. The Jerrys are only bombing London. Little did she know what was in store for Glasgow next year. Seven months went by and Philippa was still writing to Craig and always receiving a reply from Nurse Walters. She and David had continued their innocent trysts after school, over coffee and cake, and were now relaxed, good friends. She had never told Stan about these after-school meetings with David, and she wondered why that made her feel guilty. But she decided it was just because she knew her husband wouldn't understand. She told David she was never sure how much of Pamela's replies really were dictated by Craig, unsure how little or how much he could speak now. But apparently that had improved a lot recently, according to Pamela, as she now called her. Philippa added that she was probably the best person to interpret what Craig was trying to say when he ran into speech difficulties. She went on to tell David the good news that the bandages had been removed and the plastic surgery had begun. I'd have given anything to be there when the unveiling took place.
I'm sure you would.
With a little cough, she changed the subject. Did you know the ERP has become the Civil Defence Services, or CDS? They have uniforms now. Hurrying home, she thought, well, at least I can tell Stan about the bandages coming off. She never told him of any setbacks, only the good news. By 5:30, she had the tea ready. A bit of cold ham, one tomato each, and she'd filled up the plate with lettuce she'd been lucky enough to find at the vegetable shop. She'd buttered a piece of national loaf and had the kettle full, ready for the cup they always had after eating. Because Stan was on CDS duty tonight and tomorrow night, she knew that both nights he would want to eat immediately he came home from the office. As expected, in he came through the door in a great rush at 5:20, pulling off his office three-piece suit and running into the bedroom to change into the uniform he was now so proud of. Philippa said while he ate, Craig has had his bandages removed. Isn't that great? Stan tried to smile as best he could with a full mouth, nodded his head and made noises of approval. Mm-hmm. His cutlery positively clattered onto the empty plate as he said, Sorry, I haven't time for tea, and he was out the door by 6:15. Philippa heaved a sigh and slowly finished her own simple meal. She did the washing up and had just settled down in the sitting room with her book when the wailing siren started. On her own, her thoughts went to her family. Irene and John might be home by now, but Stan would still be walking to headquarters, since most buses stopped during air raids. She sent up a silent prayer that he would be safe. The phone rang, and Philippa rushed to it in the hall. It was Irene, telling her they had no sooner paid for their tickets at the pictures than the siren had gone. She was speaking from the manager's office after he had refused to let them leave the building. "I told him we had to get to my mother, who would be alone, but he said we weren't allowed out on the street until the raid was over. He could see I was in a state, so he let me use his office phone instead. Are you all right, Mum?" "Of course I am. He's quite right. You'll be safer indoors. I'm more worried about your father. He's on his way to the CDS headquarters. He'll be okay, Mum, but you get into the Anderson shelter and we'll drop in as soon as the raid is over. Och, I don't like being down there alone. Better to be alone alive than alone dead. Now don't be daft, Mum. Get yourself down there and don't forget the wireless for company." "All right, Irene, whatever you say. You're probably right. I just hope it doesn't last long." "I hope so too. Must go now. The manager wants to use his phone. Bye." Thank you.